You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning to all. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. Again, to come into your cars, have this opportunity to come into your homes, your cars, by the way of this great radio station, WWBC 1510 on your what? AM dial. It's about time for your miracle. Tell somebody. Tag. Let them know we're on the air and it's about time for your miracle. What a great day it is. What a great day. What a blessing day it is. Some of you may be at work on your lunch break or on your break, however, just sitting at home listening or riding along in your car listening. We're grateful for you tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle again, coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We thank God for you, you, and you. Praise our God for another day. Amen. Another time. Amen. All at the end of the week, at the end of the week, guess what? You're at the end of that situation. You're at the end of that because you're about, it's time for a miracle. It's time for a miracle. Thank God for you. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, God, that you allowed us to come together by the way of Cypress audience, by the way of the radio broadcast, Father. We thank you now because of who you are, what you're going to do. Father, we thank you because of your power, your authority that you have given to us as believers. Even now, God, we pray for those that are on the other side of Cypress audience. We pray, God, those that are on the other side of the radio dial, Father God, touch their bodies, touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare it right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless all of you that is tuning in by the way of Cypress audience. God bless you, Evangelist Patty Harvey. God bless you, my niece, my niece. God bless you. Evangelist Prophet Shirley, God bless you. Amen. Sister Hill, bless you. And those that will be coming on, amen. Thank God for you tuning in. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. No matter what it looks like, no matter what you're in, it's time for your miracle. Come on, just a few little announcements. Amen. We want you to be in prayer. Amen. For Minister Tim Dimbaugh. Amen. To this weekend, he will be funeralizing his uncle and his aunt. Amen. Hallelujah. Husband and wife. We're praying for the Dimbaugh family. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will see them through. Amen. And the Sue family, Billy the Sue and Miss the Sue. We're praying for you all. Sister Lily May, we're praying for you. Brother Fuzzy, we're praying for you. Praying for your family. This is the daughter and the son of the two deceased. Miss DeSue and Mr. DeSue, we're praying for this family. As we know, they just funeralized one of the sons, amen, about a couple of weeks ago. Now it's the mother and the father. So continue to pray for this family. Continue to pray for those that you may know that I don't know are going through bereavement hour. Those that are sick and shut in, we're praying for you as well. We are praying for you as well. God bless you. Good morning. God bless you, a prophetess. Adaris Gathers, God bless you, Evangelist Michelle Blackman. Hallelujah. We praying that God will see you through. No matter what it looks like, God will see you through. Again, I want to say this to the body of Christ. There is nothing that we're going through that God cannot what bring us out. There's nothing that we're going through that God can't. You're going to get ready for this. It's sticking with my spirit that God cannot overturn it. Amen. So there's nothing that we're facing, amen, that God cannot bring us out of. But we must know this without a shadow of a doubt that he can do it, amen, by his power and by his what? Spoken word. By the spoken word of God, you got to speak the word out of your mouth. Thank you. Excuse me. You got to speak the word out of your mouth. Amen. You can't allow the word to lie dormant within you. You got to speak it out and voice it out into that, into the atmosphere. Because the enemy wants you to stay silent. He wants you to concentrate on that thing that you're going through, or what it looks like or how it feels. But you begin to speak it out into the atmosphere and let the enemy know that you're not going to have me like this. I'm not going to be like this. Why? Because God is a God that can do what? Anything but fail. Come on. He's not a God to fail. We're not looking for him to fail. Praise our God. We do thank God again for all of you. Thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. God bless her, her wife. God bless you. Thank God for our church mothers and to all the evangelists, to all the prophets there and elders in that great congregation of Power, Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor. Your host today is Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Amen. God bless you. I just want to encourage your hearts. Matthew, the 6th chapter. And perhaps we might work on it tonight. Oh, you don't want to miss our services on tonight. Friday night deliverance service. Oh, my goodness. You don't want to miss it tonight. It will be something in the place there at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. So you still got time to get on the road to prepare to come, because service don't start at 7. So you still got time. If you want to come from out of town, oh, you still got time. Amen. If you want to get to the airport, come on and get a flight, you still got time to get here for our night services. Oh, let's go ahead on with this. Again, let's be in prayer for the Brother Tim Dunbar. The services tonight, the wake will start at 4. Amen. It will start at 4, and it will be at Amos Ray Lewis Ray Mortuary in Titusville. Come on, and it from 4 to 6, I think they said. Then tomorrow, 11 o'clock at Bethlehem in Titusville. Titusville, right there on Dormant Avenue. That's where it would, the homegoing celebration would be for Mr. and Mrs. DeSue on tomorrow. Praise God. Listen, Matthew, the 6th chapter, and I want to begin reading here around about the 33rd verse. Praise God. Amen. It said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. This is what we're missing out on. We have to begin to seek God first. You got to become to seek him. You got to come to know him and get acquainted with him. Everybody is seeking everything else. But for his, Jesus is saying right here, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. I mean, go after God with everything in you. Go after God with everything in you. I'm seeking God. No matter what people think, no matter what they say, no matter how they feel, I'm doing what the word says. But first seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. All his righteousness. And guess what? When you're seeking after God, you're not seeking him for the fishes and the loaves. You're not seeking him for what he can hand out to give to you. I'm seeking after him. I'm thirsty after him. I begin to seek him through the word. I begin to read and meditate upon the word day and night. I begin to do what? Speak the word. I begin to decree the word. I'm seeking after God. I'm running after him. I'm chasing after him. I want him. I want him more than anything else. This is what he said. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And all his righteousness. Come on. You got to seek it with everything in you. Come on. And all those things shall be added unto you. It shall be added unto you. But first ye seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Come on. And all these things shall be what? Added. Come on. You ain't got to worry about it because you're seeking him first. God bless you, Evangelist Mara. You ain't got to worry about it. Guess what? Because you're seeking him. You're inquiring of him. Take no thought, because he's going to take care of you because you're seeking him. Come on. It says, hallelujah. It says, and all these things shall be added unto you, not multiplied. Not taken away from you, not subtracted, but it shall be multiplied. It shall be what? Added unto you. Those things, what you need. Those things, what you desire. Those things that you want. He will add it unto you. Why? Because you're seeking him first. You put God first in everything we do. We put God first. What did he say? In all thy ways do what? Acknowledge me and do what? He shall direct our path. God, because we're seeking him. I'm seeking him. I'm in a place. It should be like this. I'm in a place now where I'm seeking nothing but God. I'm not seeking no houses. I'm not seeking no land. I'm not seeking no any other material things. Why? Because it's going to be added unto me once I do what? Seek him. And then once I delight myself in the Lord, which is seeking him, he said he would do what? Give you the desires of your heart. Come on. That's again, he's adding it unto you. Why? Because you're seeking him. I put him first. I put him first in everything I do. Some people say, well, you're a fanatic. I'm seeking God. Some people say, it don't take all of that. I'm seeking God. Why? Because I put him first, according to what the scripture said. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom. I'm really stressing this today. The kingdom of God. Amen. Not the fishes and the loaves. Not for what? I want him to do, because if I seek him, he's going to automatically, according to the scripture, do what? Add these things unto me. He's going to do it. Come on. Hallelujah. Then it says, therefore, it says right here, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. Take no thought for tomorrow. Because what? Because tomorrow is going to do what? Tomorrow is going to do what? Take care himself, Evangelist Mara. Come on. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is going to take care of himself. See, a lot of people, they're not seeking. They start worrying about tomorrow, and we haven't even finished today. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to make it tomorrow. Wait a minute. I know how I'm going to make it tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I know how I'm going to make it the next minute, second hour. Why? Because I'm seeking God first. I'm acknowledging him. Because without him, we can't do nothing anyway. So it ain't what we possess that's got us coming. It ain't what we have intangible that has made us. Come on. It's the word, because we're seeking him. It's the word. Come on here. Because he's going to do what? Add these things unto me. He know what we need. He already know. Before we even come and ask him, he know what, because what his word say? He said he shall do what? Supply all my needs according to his what? Riches in glory. So guess what? So it's no shortage in glory. It's no shortage. It's no likeness in glory. So guess what I need to do is what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, all these righteousness shall be what? Added unto me. Therefore, take no thought for tomorrow. Ye shall take no thought for it. Come on. For these things, hallelujah, of yourself. God will take care of you. He will make a way out of no way. Come on. Because he is the way. He is the way. He's not trying to make a way. He is the way. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. He's the comforter. He's the mind regulator. He's the peace. He's the joy. He's your hope. Come on. Look at all this. He is in one. He's going to take care of himself. God is the only one that I know that I have seen and found out that can handle many cases. You can only handle one case. And we mess up that, because we begin to worry. We begin to fear through that. He's the only one that I know can speak a word and handle everybody's case. And you get the result. I get the results. That's why. Because you why? We begin to seek him. We begin to trust him. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Sister McCrary, God bless you. Hey, Cynthia McCrary, God, I'm telling you, God will bring you through this. God will bring you out if you do what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. People say, well, it don't take all of that what you're doing. It takes this and more. Add to that. Come on. Add to it. God bless you, Pastor Jones. Amen. Miracle. God bless you this morning. God bless you. You got to seek God. You got to seek him today. You got to seek him like never before. Hallelujah. As the song said, I'm panting as a deer panteth after the waters. Does my soul panteth after thee? For you alone, come on, we are seeking him. We want to seek him in the morning. We want to seek him in the evening. We want to seek him in the midnight hour. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you what in the in and in the out. I want to know you in the good, and I want to know you in the bad. You know, a lot of people begin this. When you begin to search for your loved one, you're seeking for your loved one. You find out who they are, where they at, what they doing. Come on, saying, let's go to the word like this. We want to search this word out. We want to meditate upon this word. We want to get to know the ins and the outs of this word. Praise our God. We want this word to do what? Take root, hallelujah, in us. So when we go through the storm of life, so when we go through the rain and the winds and the waves of life, come on here. We'll be like a rock. We'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. We'll be like a solid rock. Come on here. We'll be like a tree that have its roots in the ground. So why? This is why we're seeking God. Come on. Everybody's not seeking God for what they can get. Everybody's not doing. People are seeking God because they want to know him in the power of his might. Come on. In the fellowship of his suffering. In the resurrection of his power. Come on. When I come to know him, I become to seek him like never before. And when you're seeking God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're going through with. I'm seeking God. Why? Because he said, first ye seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall what? Be added unto who? You. Because you're seeking God first. You're putting God first. Hallelujah. You're letting him know, God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, I appreciate you. I magnify you. Come on. He's a healer. I appreciate you. Thank you for healing me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has healed us. Hallelujah. And he will heal us. Praise God. Glory to God. We give him praise for what he's doing. He has made a way out of no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when you thought you were coming out, magnify his name, he brought you out. Come on. That's why. Who wouldn't want to seek a God that will bring you out? Who wouldn't want to love on a God that will deliver you? Who wouldn't want to love on a God that will open up doors that the enemy has closed in your face or try to shut you out? Who wouldn't want to serve a God when the enemy has tried to flick your body and he heal you? Come on. That's why we got to seek him. We got to come to know him. We got to come to know him. Hallelujah. With this word. And you may say, Apostle, I'm seeking God and seem like I'm just getting deeper and deeper in what I'm in and I'm not coming out. Wait a minute. Hold up. I want to tell you, that's not so. That's not so. What he said, if you seek me, you're going to find me. If you seek me, you're going to find me. If you take heed to what I'm saying through the word of God, hallelujah, it's going to be some deliverance. It's going to be some power. It's going to be some healing when you seek God. Come on. When you seek him, I want to seek him like never before. This is time now that we are living in. We got to lay hold to the horns of the altar, and we got to stay on that altar. We got to stay in prayer. We got to stay with this word on our lips. We got to continue to speak faith-filled words that do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words that do what? Rule. Faith-filled words that do what? Bring results. Come on here. Hallelujah. This is where we come in seeking God according to the word right here. Hallelujah to God. This is so good. According to Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. It may look like a mess, but I'm seeking God through it. Because in this mess, come on, Prophet Moses, in this mess, come on, it's gonna be a turnaround. It's going to be a turnaround because I'm seeking God. I'm seeking God in everything. In everything that I'm doing, I'm seeking God. I got to hear from God. And how do I hear from God? I have to seek him. I got to inquire of him. How do I seek him? Through his word. How do I seek him? Through fasting. How do I seek him? Through assembling myself together with the believers. How do I seek him? I searched the world all over. Couldn't find it. Songwriters say, couldn't find nobody. Come on. Nobody greater than God. Come on. That come from seeking him. That come from getting in his face. Come on. Morning, noon, night, and day, laying before him. Come on. Being like a sponge, soaking him up, seeking him, wanting everything. There is nothing that I don't want. Hallelujah. There's no lack when you start seeking God. Hallelujah. He's going to do what? Supply all your needs. God bless you, Mother Betty Sanders. God bless you. Hallelujah. There is nothing you will lack when you seek God. There is nothing that God can bring you out of when you begin to seek him. Praise our God. You know, I'm reminded, praise God, of Jehoshaphat. Praise God. When they came up against Jehoshaphat, and the Bible said Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. Set himself to seek the Lord, to inquire of the Lord. What should I do? Come on. And the Bible says that when he set himself to seek the Lord and he required of the Lord, and the Lord came back. God bless you, Lee. God bless you. He came back and gave Jehoshaphat an answer. Come on. He said, now pursue. Go up. Come on. Hallelujah. When you prepare yourself to seek God, And wait on him. He'll give you an answer. He'll tell you what to do. He'll show you. Yes, he will. He'll show you what pathway to take. Yes, he will. He'll put the words in your mouth. Yes, he will. When you begin to do what? Serve him. When you begin to seek him. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brill. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God will do it. He will do it. He'll give you a strategy. He'll direct your pathway when you seek him. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong when you seek God. You can't go wrong. Praise our God. You can't go wrong when you seek God. Hallelujah. The God of grace, the God of peace, the God of comfort. Hallelujah. Whatever you need God to do, seek him. Seek him. Seek him. You waiting on God? Continue to wait. Continue to seek him. You need an answer? Wait on God. Seeking for the answer. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My mind goes way back when we were on the altar when I was young, tearing for the Holy Ghost. We were seeking God. They call it seeking God. They had us down their way. See, they don't talk about stuff like this no more. And I know it's all about prosperity and all that, but seeking first the kingdom of God, all this stuff going to be added to us. Come on, we're going to all these conferences. There's nothing wrong with going to the conference to try to tell you how to get up and how to make it in the market world today. I'm telling you, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and he's going to add to you. He's going to add to you. I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. Come on, it's nothing wrong with it, but don't put the cart before the horse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and God's going to direct your path. God's going to bring you out. God's going to open up doors when you seek him. Come on, when you seek him, not for the fishes and loaves. Come on, he's going to add. We take no thought for tomorrow because tomorrow will take care of itself. God will make a way on tomorrow because he is the way. God will bring you out on tomorrow. Come on, because he is the way. Come on, it remind me. He said, show them. He said, on tomorrow, they'll be down at the brook. Come on, hallelujah. So tomorrow's going to take care of itself. But right now, we're seeking him. Wow, we're seeking his. He said, seek me. While I may be found, call on me while I'm near. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We got to go back. Go back to the landmark. Go back to the old landmark. When you what you saying, Apostle? I'm talking about going back to the old landmark where we start seeking God. So till we'll see prophetic signs and wonders. Hallelujah. We'll hear a prophetic word when we begin to seek God like never before. We'll begin to walk in that area of God's spirit when we begin to seek him. Hallelujah. When you begin to seek him, you will see the manifestation of what you've been seeking God for. Go back to shut-ins. Go back to fasting. Go back to crying out on the altar. Hallelujah. Go back until miracles, signs, and wonders according to the word of God shall do what? Follow them that believe, because we seeking him. I'm not seeking you for houses and cars. That's automatic. It's going to come. I'm not seeking you for my bank account to shoot it from zero to whatever. That's automatic going to come because he's going to add it to us. Come on. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm talking to somebody out there behind Cypress audience, somebody behind this mic today. You're driving along, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Get back in his face. Come on, some of you don't fell off. Get back in his face. Come on, apostles. Come on, prophets. Come on, evangelists. Come on, pastors. Come on, teachers. Come on, lay members. Get back to seeking God like never before. Because somewhere down the line, we don't shift. We don't shift. We don't shift because we start looking at the material things. But we got to go back to the foundation. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all in these 2 minutes, and all these things is going to take care of us. He's going to add it to us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. When I was in there, we'll see miracles. We'll see so many signs and wonders. People will get healed. People will get delivered. And they will get set free. Once we seek God like never before. Listen, you may not know Jesus in the pardon of your sins. My time is coming gone. But just in case you don't know him, this is the opportunity. He said, 1 minute. I got 1 minute. I got it right here. Get you in here. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. So that's all. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to write no letter. You ain't got to get nobody's opinion. He said, thou shalt be saved. If you believe that and confess with your mouth, and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, you shall be saved. Guess what? Start seeking him. And he'll bring you out every time. Listen, my time is coming gone. Have a blessed weekend. Amen. Get in the church this weekend. Somebody that's teaching the word of God. Amen. Get in there. Grow and go. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Listen, see ya in the move of God. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship services at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.